time is.
It's Pastor Adam's podcast.
Good day, everybody. I love how God does things, specifically in my life, but I like how he does it in everybody else's. And here's, I have a story which is pretty cool. I think it's cool, at least. Maybe you won't. Hopefully you do. Yesterday I had some free time, and I thought I'd go through my idea factory, and that is like a file folder on my external hard drive that has, you know, ideas for songs. There'll be partial lyrics to things. There'll be riffs that I've recorded on my voice memo or videos. I have songs in various stages of, you know, development in the writing process. I have song titles that need lyrics, lyrics that need a song title, all sorts of stuff, right? So I was looking through my idea factory. I get to the document that says song titles. And I'm just looking through all of them because often I'll hear a phrase or a word or something. I'm like, that'd be a cool song title. And so I see this one that spoke to me, and it was called Rock of Justice. And I thought about it and pulled up, you know, the good old blank document on my MacBook and just started putting down ideas. Then I was like, let me get some real good stuff in here, good lyrics. So I pulled up a blank. I pulled up Deuteronomy 32. It was Moses speaking. And you might ask, why did I pull up scripture? I would like to use the best words that have ever been put to paper. The best words that have ever been spoken or shared. And that's the word of God. Because I can guarantee you, I can't come up with anything better. No better words than the word of God. So I try to use them if possible. So after reading Deuteronomy 32, I really started putting things together. And within, you know, 15, 20 minutes, I had a song written. Now, it wasn't, you know, we're just talking the lyrics. We're not talking the music. Now, obviously, when I put the music together, I'm going to have to probably change some things, whatever. But we have a good foundation of a song written about, you know, the Rock of Justice with Deuteronomy 32 in mind. So pretty exciting. I didn't have time to get into the whole music aspect yet. That's coming next. But so then fast forward to later on in the evening, I watched the fourth episode of House of David, which is on Prime. And by the way, I really like that show. It's good stuff. It's all about David. But in this scene that I was watching last night, David's been summoned to the king. Because King Saul's going mad, and the family, you know, the queen and the princesses, they think that music is going to help him. And David is a fantastic lyre player, so he plays whatever. So he's at the castle. They all were worried because Samuel already had anointed him as the next king, but nobody knows that. So they thought that he's going to be summoned to be killed. It's a whole thing. I don't mean to be making any spoilers for you, even though it's been in scripture for 2,000 years. But anyways. Out of all that, he's at the castle, and then he's just wandering around, and he walks into this room, and the princess is there, one of the princesses, and it's in one of those rooms that, has all scripture on, like, tablets and scrolls and all that kind of thing, and the job of this room is to take those tablets and scrolls and then copy them and make them into books, you know, and put it on leather to preserve them, right? So there's a job that happens in this room. And David is like, he looks around, he's like, this is beautiful. He's so excited because he loves the word of God. He loves the Lord with all his heart. And just being around this scripture is so amazing to him. Like he, just watching it, the actor, as he's portraying David, it's such a good job of just being like, I can't believe I'm around all this scripture. There's all this word of God is all around me. And I thought about it at that point, and it was convicting to me because we all have so many avenues that we can, you know, read the word of God. And as much as I do read it and reference it specifically in this, you know, Wednesday podcast, the seed made me think, you know, that I'm probably taking it for granted. And So think about that for a moment. We have immediate access to the Bible in multiple translations on our phone. Those who are believers probably have 1, 2, 3 different Bibles at home. We have the greatest words ever spoken, ever written, available to us at all times. And that scene of David just being filled with joy to be around Scripture was the best part of that episode to me. I thought it was so cool. But past all that stuff, when David was in that room, he looked at the scroll that was out and he asked with the princess, you know, like, what does it say? Because he couldn't read, you know, he's been taught the word of God vocally by it, handed down from his father. And that's just the way that he has learned it. And she started reading it, and I was like, that's Deuteronomy 32:1-4. That's what I just read today when I was working on that song, right? Same chapter, same thing, right? Then, crazy enough, so that scene kind of ended. If that's not crazy enough, the princess said she loved that passage and reads it often. The next day, David is summoned to play for the king. They're out in like courtyard. He's playing the lyre, and he starts singing and playing the song. And the song lyrics, although they were singing in another language that I couldn't hear, but it was Deuteronomy 32:1-4. He made a song out of that scripture, just like I did yesterday. And he was done playing. King Saul said, was that the word of Moses? And he said it was. And the princess is just like so excited that he did that. And I just found that really cool. Like how that day I wrote a song from Deuteronomy 32 and then I watched the show and David did the same thing. It's pretty cool. So once that happened, I was like, well, I guess we got to talk about Deuteronomy 32:1-4 today in the podcast. I mean, what else? My hands are tied is what we got to do. God is telling me, talk about it Wednesday. So it's Wednesday. We're going to talk about it. But first, let's read it. All right. So Deuteronomy 32:1-4. Listen, you heavens, and I will speak. Hear, you earth, the words of my mouth. Let my teachings fall like rain and my words descend like dew. Like showers on new grass, like abundant rain on tender plants. I will proclaim the name of the Lord. O praise the greatness of our God. He is the rock, his works are perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong. Upright and just is he. So in Deuteronomy 32:1-4, Moses speaks words of wisdom to the people of Israel before they go and enter the promised land. And the verse reminds us of God's greatness, and his faithfulness, and his perfection. And as we reflect on these truths that we just read in there, we can draw inspirations for our lives today. So what I want to do is kind of explore the points that can deepen our understanding and encourage us in our walk with God. So the first point is, God speaks to us, and we must listen. Moses, in that scripture, begins by calling on the heavens and the earth to listen to his words. So I'll read that, verse 1. Listen, you heavens, and I will speak. Hear, you earth, the words of my mouth. This invitation reminds us that God is always speaking to us through his word, his creation, you know, the earth, and his Holy Spirit. But the question is, are we listening? If we're honest, probably aren't listening as much as we should. And then after that, the imagery of the teaching falling like rain and dew. So in verse 2, it says, let my teachings fall like rain and my words descend like dew, like showers on new grass, like abundant rain on tender plants. That paints a picture of God's word nourishing and refreshing us. Just as rain in nature, you know, it falls on the earth. God's word brings life and growth to our souls. We're allowing his teachings to soak into our hearts, bringing transformation and fruitfulness. Again, we're probably not absorbing that and allowing it to transform us and be fruitfulness enough, as much as we should, right? If we're being honest. So let's consider how God's word is speaking to you, to all of you who are listening to me today. Are you intentionally listening to him? Or is the busyness of life kind of drowning out his voice, because I think that's a real thing that happens to all of us. So it's something we should kind of keep in our mind. Second point, proclaiming the greatness of God. We have to do that. In verse 3, Moses declares, "I will proclaim the name of the Lord." This is a call for all believers to speak of God's greatness and his glory. We're called to praise his name, not just in private moments, but publicly, as Moses does here. Our praise should reflect that awesomeness of God's character and his great deeds that he's done. We live in a world that often forgets or dismisses God's greatness, but we are his witnesses. Like, we're chosen to be his witnesses, tasked with proclaiming his power and majesty. And here's a really good example of this being put into action. Specifically last night. I went to an open mic night at my friend's coffee shop, Poorly Grounded. Shout out to Poorly Grounded, best coffee shop in South Carolina. But I went there to this open mic night. My other friend Trey, he went there. It's his first time going to an open mic night there and performing. Now, when Trey went up there, he could have played any song that he wanted to. Anything is possible. There's no like rules. You can only play this or that. You could do whatever you wanted. But at this open mic night, he chose two worship songs, and he chose to publicly proclaim Jesus, just as Moses said in this passage that we're going through. Moses said he will proclaim the name of the Lord. And last night, my friend Trey, he proclaimed the name of the Lord. And I'm going to be honest with you, I couldn't have been more prouder of him, because that's not easy to do. It's easy to get up there and play some secular song that people know and want to sing along with, but this is something more important. And that's what I've always said too, about kind of like leaving the theater, bar, club scene of my past, because I said Sundays were always way more important than Friday night or Saturday night, because the things that I do on Sunday mean something. But, and I also, whenever I do an open mic night or a show somewhere, like have I've done, I'll put a worship song in there so that people will hear Jesus on that. So, yeah. So let me ask you this, fellow listener, streamer, viewer of this podcast, devotional, whatever. How often do you find yourself praising and proclaiming God's greatness publicly? You know, what opportunities do you have even today to declare his goodness to those around you? Keep that in mind as you go about your day, this simple question. All right, so moving on. The third point, God is our rock, unshakable and steadfast. Verse 4 highlights one of the most powerful images of God in the Bible, and that he is the rock. So verse 4 says, "He is the rock, his works are perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is he." This metaphor speaks to God's unchanging nature, his strength, and his security. Just as a rock provides stability in an unstable world, God remains steadfast in his promises, even when everything around us may be shifting. When life's difficult and the storms, the trials, the struggles come, God is our firm foundation. And we can rely on him because he's perfect, just, and faithful in all of his ways. So, again, my question to you listening, where do you find your stability? Are you leaning on the rock of your salvation, or are you looking for security in temporary things that may fail, will always fail? It's a good question, right? That's why I asked it. Fourth, last point, God's works are perfect. He does no wrong. And again, if we're looking through verse 4, we're reminded that God's works are perfect. And let's just read verse 4 again. "He is the rock, his works are perfect, and all of his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is he." This world's filled with injustice, imperfection, and brokenness. We all know that, and it can be easy to question why things happen the way they do. I've questioned it. Everybody's questioned why things are the way they are. Yet God's always working in ways that are perfectly aligned with his righteousness and his goodness. His plans are higher than our understanding. And though we may not see the full picture, you know, we see the, like, we can trust that he is always just and true. But by the way, could we at least see the full picture once? Would that be too hard, Lord? Just give us the full picture once so we can kind of see something. Maybe just a glimpse. I don't know. I'm just saying, it'd be nice to see the full picture once. Am I asking too much? Probably. But my last question is this. Are you trusting God's timing and methods, even when you don't understand why? Why are your circumstances the way they are? Why am I going through this? Haven't I been through enough? Are you even there? These are all things that it's pretty natural when we're going through it. But we need to somehow take comfort that God's ways are always just, and he's never wrong. And you need to remember that God is never wrong. Even when it feels like what we're going through right now is wrong, God is never wrong. And somehow, some way, God is so amazing that he's using this terrible time to work as a part of his plan for redemption, for goodness, right? It's crazy to think, and it's hard to think that way in those moments, but I'm urging you to try to remember that. God is never wrong. He's always working for the good. So yeah, that's crazy, right? That's what I got from writing a song, watching House of David. We get to go through this bit of scripture in Deuteronomy. It's good stuff. So I hope you have a good week, and I'll see you next Wednesday.